I've recently realized I'm a super sympathetic winker.
It's if like, someone winks at you, you have to wink back.
Even if it's on TV, I have to wink back. It's terrible. Okay, so are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, welcome back to another episode of Super Good Question, the only podcast that is entirely deep fakes.
We don't do intros, but I like that. We should keep that.
Okay. Well, I think they should know. Also, it gets us off the hook.
This is all being generated by a computer.
Deep learning. Okay. So we got a lot to cover this week. I got a lot of good questions, but also we got a recap. Last week's episode, the porn acronyms.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So very successful, popular episode. We had a lot of write-ins, mostly complaining that we didn't cover some very key acronyms.
What does that say about our audience?
I don't know. Depraved bunch. But nonetheless, I do want to revisit that and ask you a couple more what I guess are kind of new age acronyms. I don't know. Maybe they're niche.
Okay. All right. I'm down to try.
Okay. So these are fun. Okay. What is an airtight?
Is it all like nose and mouth plug?
Man, okay, well, you were really close. Like, you're thinking along the right lines, but those are the wrong holes.
It's all holes?
Yeah.
It's not airtight, but okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, you're right. Technically, there is air escaping.
Is it even ears and stuff? How many holes?
No, it's just...
It's just the three main holes.
It's just the... Yeah.
Okay.
The mouth is the head hole you need to worry about.
The one main hole, the sort of sidekick hole, and then the...
Sidekick
hole. The sidekick hole is the mouth, and then...
Really? What?
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting.
The other one is the forbidden hole.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, here's another one. Do you know what a pog is?
A pog?
How's it spelled? No, I don't mean the old milk cap game.
Yeah.
Milk cac.
How is it spelled?
P-A-W-G. Pog.
Does it have something to do with furries?
Can you use it in a sentence, please? No, it doesn't have to do with furries or any role-playing.
Okay, then I don't know what it is. What is it?
Pog stands for fat ass white girl.
Oh, fat with a P-H.
Yeah.
Cool.
Curveball. Right. Yeah, it's a trick. Trick question.
Fat ass white girls. Okay. Not into that. Won't look that one up, but okay.
What? Not into that? What are you talking about? You're not into thicky, thicky, thick girls? Nelly?
Well, now that you've described it that way, yeah, I'm sorry. I will look it up.
Thank you. Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by soda water or tonic water. Are they the same thing?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Tonic water has flavors and calories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soda water then. What is that taste?
I don't know.
It just tastes like bubbles.
Yeah, but not even. Like, there's a flavor to it.
I know. I don't like it.
I have a special offer for our listeners.
Is this one of those indecent proposals again?
Ah, that would have been so much better. No, I was going to give them t-shirts for...
Oh, that's legal. We won't get canceled for that.
How about this? If you tweet us a question and then we use it on the show, we'll send you a t-shirt.
Whoa, that's a big... I guess we don't have to do any of them.
That's right.
Suckers.
We have to use it on the show. And we could just lie.
We don't even have to air this. All right, well, we talk about Reddit a lot.
Yep.
And we steal questions and content and answers from Reddit.
Yes, true.
But how long have you really been on Reddit, Andrew?
I know the answer to this. Is that the question? It's an easy one.
No, it's preliminary.
Okay. 8 years-ish?
Yeah, same. I think my account is 9 years old.
Okay.
So this question is about, are you an OG Redditor?
Okay.
What historical Reddit moments do you remember?
Wow.
I'll throw a couple out to you to get your to jog your memory.
Okay.
Get the juices flowing.
Yep.
Do you remember the cum box?
I do remember the cum box. Yes.
Who doesn't, right?
Yes. Should we explain what it is, or are we just going to let people look this stuff up?
Give me like a elevator pitch on the cum box.
I don't want to pitch a cum box to anyone.
No, but sell me on the cum box. 15 seconds.
The cum box is a story in which a guy, I think in his teens.
It's not a story. It's real.
Okay. Yeah. So this guy on Reddit posted a comment about how he masturbated into a box in his room for years. And that's the whole thing, basically.
Yeah, it was like a shoebox, right?
Yeah, but he goes on to describe the smell of the cum box.
And he posted pics.
Oh, yeah. I've blocked those out of my memory.
Yeah. How about Colby 2012?
Okay, vague memory. Like, I do remember it. Oh, I just don't remember.
Was Coney in 2012?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's so long ago. Was Colby the same year, or am I just conflating the two?
I think you might just be mixing those two, but we're talking about Colby.
Yeah.
The dog?
The dog.
Okay. Colby is a dog that was getting, I guess, sexually abused by its owner, but not its adult owner, like a kid.
Yeah, it was a family dog.
Yeah.
I believe a retriever?
I want to say
it was a golden retriever.
Yeah.
It was like a long story about how they're having trouble with their son putting a hairbrush up the dog's ass.
Yeah.
And then
their son had some
issues. I don't remember the full story. We should, I mean, look it up for yourself.
I was going to say
it's an amazing read.
You were going to say we should look it up. We should not look it up.
No,
if you
want
to look it up, go ahead. But
you're right. I don't need to relive all that.
Basically, Reddit told the person to get rid of the dog, and he did.
Yeah, there was a flood of the public just being like, you need to save this dog from your son immediately.
Yeah, it was intense. It's just a piece of Reddit lore, I guess.
It's one of the times Reddit's really pulled together and like saved a life.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay, that's the only two I had.
I've got so many.
Okay.
Okay, do you remember the Boston bombing thing?
Yeah.
So Reddit hunted down the Boston bombers, but they were wrong.
Hilarious.
They did a really good job, but they were very wrong.
They did some really some really sneak tip CSI shit on like some surveillance footage, like tracked a guy down through several camera angles.
Yeah.
Identified what they thought was the bomb in a backpack or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Turns out, random guy with a backpack.
Nope.
Sorry, guy.
Thanks, Reddit sleuths.
They don't hunt people down quite as much anymore.
No.
What else? Okay, the Jolly Rancher story. Do you know that one?
Oh, no. Maybe not.
It gets brought up a lot. I'm surprised you haven't. Doesn't tweak a memory for you, but I'll give you the Coles notes. Guy goes down on a girl.
I remember. Oh, man. I'd blocked it out.
Ends up with something in his mouth resembling a Jolly Rancher. That's not what it was. Okay. Good.
Oh, man. Okay. Good pull.
I'm going to try to link all of these in the show notes, actually, just to have an archive of them.
Please. They've got to be on some sort of Reddit best of board.
Yeah, for sure. The only other one, there's a couple others I can think of. This one's pretty tame, though. Do you remember when the Thanos or Avengers subreddit did a purge of half its users?
No.
It was like, you know, the Thanos did nothing wrong subreddit like put it together or something, but they just removed half their users the way that Thanos does in the movie. So that was pretty cool.
Clever.
And then I got into like a bit of a self-defense mode when you were like, how OG of a Redditor are you? So I remember, like, my first Reddit memory is the exodus from Dig to Reddit, which, like, arguably birthed Reddit in the first place.
Oh, man, yeah. We were Redditing before Redditing was cool.
Yeah, and that's on not, other sites.
Yeah. Well, that's not to say we were the first Redditors, but
yeah.
If you go back 9 years, then you're pretty... Like, I didn't even create my account for, like, 3 years after lurking.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I think I'm pretty cool.
Okay.
So the reason that I wanted to ask this question is because I believe there's been a new, how shall we say, legendary post.
Okay.
As of lately, which I always find out about these posts by way of inside joke comments that then somebody links to, for those who don't know what we're talking about. It links to this.
Oh, right.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a post today about a snake that's eating its own tail.
Okay.
And somebody commented, the most embarrassing thing about this is he did it in front of his new assistant.
Okay.
Do you know what that's alluding to?
I do not.
It's alluding to another post, another earlier post about a guy who, are you familiar with the subreddit Today I Fucked Up?
Yes.
So he posted a story about how he can suck his own dick. And as a, I don't know, as a gag, he did it for, like, in front of a bachelorette party of girls.
Wow. Okay.
Long story short, they hired him instead of a stripper because they were all intrigued about
okay.
this thing they heard he could do.
Yeah.
So he does it, finishes in his own mouth. Gets up, looks around, his assistant's in the room.
Okay.
That's basically it.
Yeah. So this guy, like his assistant at work was in the room?
Yeah, his professional working assistant. He does not work in the porn industry.
Yeah. I mean, that's hilarious, but how did he not notice her going in?
Yeah, it seems a bit weird.
Yeah.
How did... Apparently, she didn't realize it was him till the very end either. Which, maybe that's understandable. Apparently, he was in, like, the yoga plow position to do it.
Yeah.
So, like, ass up, face obscured.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. You know, it's a side hustle. He shouldn't be ashamed.
I don't think he should be ashamed, but the post blew up because it's like, how do I deal with this now? Like, I gotta see her at work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? There's nothing to be said. She saw it.
Yeah. Top,
it's over.
Top comment was like, you need to give her a good recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And don't make her work with you.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Can you be friends with a guy who can and does suck his own dick?
Absolutely.
So this really brought up memories of the Will Ferrell sketch. Are you familiar?
No.
I think it's on the SNL best of compilation of Will Ferrell, but there's a sketch where he basically, this is exactly this scenario where he's a yogi up to the point where he learns to suck his own dick and then it just becomes all he wants to do.
Okay.
It just becomes obsessed with it and never like leaves the yoga studio.
I don't know if I could be friends with someone like that.
But, no, that's a bit excessive.
But I think to deny that all of us haven't tried and would do it if we could is a lie. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny I've tried. I was not successful, unfortunately. But maybe fortunately, because who knows where I'd be today.
Doesn't everyone say it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked?
Yeah, so all these things are in the comments. Like, he addresses that particular question. He says, well, it's kind of like if you were to masturbate for the first time with your hand, that would probably feel weird if all you'd ever gotten was hand jobs. But then eventually, it would just, you know, become normal, I guess.
Honestly, I don't doubt that it would if I could do it.
Yeah. And like Will Ferrell says in the sketch, like you masturbate with your own hand. It's not gay.
Yeah, that's true.
So Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to tell my mom I could do it. No. I wouldn't want to do it for the internet.
There are definitely people who can do it that deny it, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because why would you?
It's and nothing a against them. Thing. But they should keep it to themselves.
Do you don't think that you could be friends with someone who could do that?
Well, if he ever talked about it.
I wouldn't fault him for ever talking about it. I would fault him if he talked about it excessively.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like if I brought it up,
yeah,
then fine. If it's like if every party I come to is like people are secretly whispering like, oh, the guy who sucks his own dick is here. You think we can get him to do it? Yeah. How drunk is he?
Yeah.
If it was your thing, I don't think I could be your bro.
I feel like that about a lot of things though. I don't want your thing to be X, but if you do the X thing, that's fine.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.